sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, I'm sure you probably heard about this exchange between disability worker Charlotte Fallon and Taoiseach Simon Harris while on a canvas in Cork over the weekend.
We are ignored.
No,
yes, we were.
Okay,
the disability sector is a joke. You've done nothing for us. Our people are suffering. I'm very passionate about my job.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about disability too.
But there's been no mention in the budget whatsoever. You ignored them, you ignored the carers.
That's not true to say that.
Yes, you do. Okay, it has not been mentioned. Keep shaking hands, pretend you're a good man. You're not a good man.
Okay, well, if you don't think I'm a good man.
Because you don't care about them.
That's just some of the exchange. Simon Harris has since said that he's talked to Charlotte, he's spoken to her, that he's apologised, that he didn't give her the time that he should have. And I know Charlotte has been speaking in the Irish Times as well over the weekend, and you know, and said that she has spoke to the Taoiseach, that he rang her, that he took responsibility, and he said that's not the way he works. Liz is with me on the line today. Liz, you're a carer, you care for your daughter. What was your reaction when you saw that video over the weekend?
Oh my God, it's very rare that I would reply to anything at all on social media. But I just had to engage because I admired that girl's strength and her courage, and to speak as is. You know, like, if I asked for a meeting with Simon Harris or the Minister for Health, we can't get near them, you know, in their ivory towers. That's just the way it is. But she caught him on the hop. She called him out. Like, it's not totally like him as an individual to blame. It's the government in general and the way people with disabilities and carers are treated.
She was talking about Section 39 organisations and the kind of pay parity issue that exists for people that work, you know, I suppose, under that remit or under that under that umbrella. Like, anyone that listens to this show regularly, Liz, will know that is a story that we've heard time and time again here on the programme. Is it a little bit about maybe just feeling like you're not being listened to?
I just don't think that the government realises that, I wouldn't say the sacrifices, but like the financial implication it has when you have a child with a disability. So I just go back to my scenario 21 years ago, a newly married couple, a year married, had taken out a mortgage. Like, our lives are exactly the same as everybody else. I went into hospital, obviously not to have a child with a disability, and unfortunately that's what happened. And our mortgage was based off two full-time earnings coming in. My husband's mother straight away stepped up to the mark. We weren't going to pay for childcare. We were sorted, like most couples were. And then your child is born disabled and it throws everything up in the air. I knew from the get-go I wasn't going back to work full-time. I couldn't. She required that care. And we chose to have a child and we were willing to give that care. But the financial implication was huge, you know. So I lost. I only could work then to be in receipt of carer's allowance, 15 hours. That's what it was. It's since increased to 18 hours. I lost 75% of my wages. I lost any chance of promotion. I lost any chance of being even recognised in my job. At one stage, I was actually let go because I couldn't work full time. I've been penalised on another level. And yes, I've still managed to work. And why? Because I have a mortgage to pay. Carer's allowance is means tested, your income coming in, but they don't take into consideration your outgoings. So I have a hefty mortgage like everybody else that has to be paid, that was based off two earnings. And then you have a child with a disability and that completely changes. But, you know, and we've adapted the house for her. We've given her everything. And I just feel I'm not in receipt of full-time carer's allowance because there's too much income coming into the house. I'm not going to discuss the figures, but they're menial.
I know.
They wouldn't cover the gas bill. That's how bad it is, or a bag of shopping. And the whole cost of living has gone up. And yet the likes of me, and I mean, I give 24/7. I'm still holding a job. I'd be better off on benefits.
Yeah.
I'd be better, or if I didn't, if I wasn't paying for a home and I was in social housing, I'd be better off. But we're trying to do the right thing, you know. And as I said, I put myself through college as a young woman. I haven't really used my education to full capacity. The sacrifices, and that's not, you know, it's harder on my daughter than it is on me. But financially, the implication is an absolute. There's not one TD or one minister or any member of our government would live what we're living on today. And then they come out with the pensions. And when my pension comes along, it will be affected because I'm a carer. The whole system is a joke. An absolute joke. It's shameful.
What about you, Jill? You've been listening to Liz there. What was your reaction when you saw the footage over the weekend?
My initial reaction was, well done her, and I would love to shake her hand. He is cringing, I'd say, and rightly so, Andrea. He's awful. That was my reaction. Especially when he has a brother with autism. Was his mother never in receipt of some sort of financial help?
I've heard Simon Harris say before that, you know, I suppose it was that sort of advocacy work that's nearly how he got into politics, I've heard him tell. You know?
Well, he did nothing for us in that budget just a short few weeks ago, because I was glued to it. I'm 15 minutes over the quota work-wise, so I can't apply for even a half carer's allowance. So I was glued to News Talk and the radio of the budget. And I didn't hear any mention really of disabilities or help for carers or anything.
There was a small jump, wasn't there? There was, I think, a small jump in the payment or in the rise.
Well, I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
I don't qualify for carers, but if I'm working 15 minutes, okay. Too much a week.
15 minutes too much, Jill, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I work 18 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. You know what I mean? So, and I was told by the HR department where I work that don't even bother to attempt to apply, you won't get it. So, and if the company were going to shave my hours, I'd have to change my work and do something else totally different within the company.
So. But you sort of, I suppose, felt a sense of pride maybe in Charlotte Fallon raising those issues with Simon Harris over the weekend, Jill.
Oh, they should name a bridge after her or something. She is, well done her. And you could tell she was nervous and upset.
Yeah.
But she, well done to whoever had the phone out taking that video as well, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I saw I read over the weekend in the Irish Times, she was talking to somebody there and she said she was shaken and upset. But I know Simon Harris then talked about the fact that he rang her over the weekend and they had a one-to-one conversation, and he's acknowledged that, look, you know, he didn't give her the time that he should have given her, and he said that. So does that sort of draw a line in the sand?
That kind of makes me say, whoopee-doo, big deal. I mean, would he have, if he wasn't on video and if it hadn't gone all over the world, would he have bothered to pick up the phone? You know what I mean? You can ask that question too.
Kevin is with me on the line. Kevin, I believe you're a carer as well. What was your reaction?
Well, my reaction when I first saw the video was I actually put up on TikTok that he needs to apologise immediately. And I was delighted that he did apologise. And I sympathised with Charlotte. I could see she was very passionate and she was obsessed. She was definitely obsessed. But I think Charlotte, and I think all our carers in Ireland should applaud Charlotte, because what Charlotte has actually done, and I think it has come out of this, is that she has put carers front and centre in this election, because prior to that it was housing, it was immigration, it was the whole lot, but there was nothing really about carers. And just listening to your two previous speakers there, carers are forgotten, really, in this country. We have several problems out there. We have respite is one. The money we receive as carers, you could not. It is totally impossible to run a house on. It's just impossible.
And for the work you do, Kevin, you know, and the hours.
It's not even the work, Andrea. It's not even the work, because you don't look on it as
work. I know that.
I care for my wife since 2013. In 2020, On the 2nd of October, I was 65 years of age. On the 3rd of October, I was 66 years of age. I was doing the same work on the 3rd of October as I was doing on the 2nd of October, but my carer's allowance was cut in half because I qualified for a pension. A pension, let me remind you, that I paid into all my work and life, and I got penalised. I'm getting older. I get less money. But I still have to do my 24/7 every week. And I don't mind doing it. I would rather do it. I always promised my wife that she would never go into a nursing home while I'm alive. And that's the biggest fear I have. What happens to my wife when something happens to me? But I have an awful gripe with, it doesn't matter who's in government, I have an awful gripe with the services that we receive as carers. Only this Friday, listen to this now, and this is going to take you back, and I'm sure you're going to say that can't be true. This Friday, our home helps to come and give us a hand with our person we're caring for, the loved one you're caring for, here in Mayo. They were brought into a meeting. They were told they can't feed the person that they come in to help with. They can shower them, but they can't use a hairdryer to dry their hair. They can't give them the medication, even though 90%, maybe 99% of medication now comes in blister packs. This is absolutely bureaucracy gone haywire.
And this
haywire.
This was something that was announced on Friday. We can certainly put in a caller and send an email, Kevin, and see what the situation and the story is about that. But do you think what Charlotte has managed to do this weekend is to put the issue of carers front
really
and centre,
brought the carer's problems right to the top of the cream. She has, and I commend her for it. Now, I wouldn't be beating Simon Harris down as much as he's getting beaten on social media. Anybody watching it would see that he was caught off hop. He was also, he looked awful tired, but I do admire him for apologising and putting his hand up straight away. But it's not just Simon Harris. It goes right through Dáil Éireann, right through Dáil Éireann. In Castlebar, the county town in Mayo, we have one respite bed. One. Population, probably coming up in around 20,000 if you take in the environs and the whole lot. One respite bed. And it's a fight. 23 miles down the road in Dara Kaleri's town, there's 14 respite beds. Andrea, the whole system is broke.
It needs a serious overhaul. Well, it'll be
carers are at the very bottom of the pile.
Now, it's something we've talked about and asked many, many times on this programme, Kevin. Who cares for the carers? And you know, it's frightening when you see the level and the response that we get from listeners every single time we talk about this issue. But listen, Kevin and Jill and Liz as well, thanks a million for getting in touch with us today and for joining us on the programme. The email, though, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.